Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Cruise FM presents The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White.
Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating. Thinking about a new furnace? Get a free quote at alwaysplumbing.ca.
You gotta come on.
Boom, 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 boom.
Come on!
Bang, bang, bang.
Here we go.
Morning, boys.
Good morning.
Morning.
We're doing the bidet a day in May. If you haven't heard it, you have to tune in just after 8 o'clock, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to our show sponsors, Always Plumbing and Heating, hooking us up with a bidet a day for the entire month of May to give away.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, I'm doing it now.
Hey.
I have a feeling there's going to be violence in this room before the end of the month. We have this thing happening right now with the Oilers game tonight. Show your playoff pride by texting a picture of you and your Oilers gear. Simple. Snap a pic, fire it off to 780-789-0957. Everybody that sends a picture will be entered into a draw for $100. All right, off at the Cabin Pub and Party.
I think you can just go comment it on the Facebook post, too.
Oh, is there a Facebook option?
If you go to 95.7 Cruise FM, there's a picture there, and people have been commenting.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
All right, that'll get you into the draw as well. Awesome. Okay, so make sure you do that. That's a big game tonight.
Yeah. That's kind of a John Madden statement. We're going to have to score more goals than the other team.
It's going to be over tonight, boys. If we don't win. Yeah, thanks, Locke. We're going to try really hard because of that statement. I've never considered myself a dumb guy. There have been moments in my life where I realized that I'm not that bright.
Okay.
You get put into sort of a, well, you get perspective, right? You meet somebody that is really, really smart.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then you go, oh, man, I'm dumb. Or, or comparatively speaking, you realize that, you know, maybe you don't retain stuff as like, I have moments all the time because I spend a lot of time with Jimmy. And Jimmy, you're a walking post, but every once in a while you will like blurt out information about a movie. Like it's bizarre. You know what I'm saying?
Just has random little tidbits. Yeah.
And I'm like, where the hell did that come from?
Did you just say I'm a post?
I said, you're a walking post.
Yeah, you can walk.
So I think I'm aware of where I stand with respect to the rest of the world. Like if we take everybody and put them in one room and then we start separating everybody based on your level of intelligence, I'm probably not going to be on the bottom half of it, right?
Yeah.
I might be a little closer to the middle, right? And hopefully maybe like on the 52, 51, 53 percentile.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. I'm pretty street smart. But every once in a while, I'll learn something and I'll go, how did that escape me? Like,
right. How did I not know this?
How did I, like, I learned something yesterday and I swear to God, I had no idea what this was.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I just wanted to present a bit of a warning before we talk about it, because I want to gauge where I stand with you two based on what I learned yesterday. So I'm going to throw it out there. Now, what I want everybody to realize is that the word that I am going to throw out on the radio is an awful word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's actually quite horrific.
Yeah, it's very offensive.
Okay, and should I not be talking about this on the air?
I think we're good.
We're good? Okay.
It's early.
It's early.
Yeah.
If you don't know what this is, I would highly recommend you don't Google it.
your life is probably better not knowing.
Especially on a work computer.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
Okay, before we get to the word, do you know how to spell Fugazi?
I'm just checking. Oh, it's a Z. Okay.
So you know how to spell it. And you, do you know what Fugazi is?
No, not really.
Okay. Do you have it in front of you? Can you read the meaning of it? Because I know, like, when I hear it, I get the reference, but I couldn't tell, like, I couldn't explain Fugazi to you.
Is that, I'm just going to find it here.
Like, it's a
Fugazi. It's like a fake?
Yeah, Fugazi situation. It's like a crazy.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So, yeah, that's what I would, something that is fake, not safe. Somebody had said, like, if you got, like, let's say you're wearing an Oilers jersey today, but it's not an official one, I'd be like, get that Fugazi jersey out of here.
Yeah. Okay, so I've heard people use the expression Fugazi, right? And I've always thought that this next word that I'm going to say was in that same arena, because I think I've even said Fugazi and this word together at the same time. And yesterday, during the podcast that I do in the afternoon, one of the guys we do the podcast did exactly that. He said Fugazi and Bukkake at the same time.
Okay.
And then he stopped himself and he apologized and he said, I shouldn't do that because Fugazi and this other word starts with a B, yes, which I just said, they're totally different and I shouldn't say it. And then I was like,
well, what is it?
What is that? And they were like, you should Google that. And of course, I pulled it up on my phone, and then I was like, wow, that's awful.
I should stop saying that. I actually learned what it was. I didn't know until, I don't know, 6-7 years ago.
Okay.
Our old boss, TK, told me what it is.
What?
She was very proud of herself that she knew that, and I didn't know that.
I just found out what it was yesterday. And I've used that word, and I've heard other people use it, and I just thought it was, like I said, I thought it was in the same realm as Fugazi.
Just like, it's all foobar
sort of thing. Yeah, tomato, tomato.
Yeah. No. No, no, no.
No, 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 it is not, and it is, it's horrific.
It's like, to explain it without saying what it is, let's say there's like, six Jimmys in a bathroom and on a bus. What does he do on that bus? And then they're doing it onto something.
Are you talking about the old Pound Off Express, yes, Grant Johnson? Okay. James P. White, did you know what it was?
Yes.
When did you learn about it?
When I started watching porn.
So, 8 years old. Is this
really
the thing you searched for?
No,
is it a regular thing in your world?
No, it's just on a site. It just came up, and I'm like, "What's this?" And
there went the afternoon.
A star was born.
All right, okay. I feel well. Listen, I guess I wasn't trying to compare myself to the two of you, but I'm surprised you knew something that I had no idea. Like, we're talking, like, total, like,
what? And I mean, if you know TK, who I learned it from, you would be shocked that I learned it from her.
Shocked. I can't believe.
Very shocked that she even brought it up in the conversation. Well,
she was very excited.
How
did it
come
work?
Around?
I don't know.
Like, she got fired, right?
The locker room topic of the day.
If you're ever trying to reach the show, 780-989-0957. That's a text. That's a phone number. Yesterday, we had a staff meeting, and I don't know why, but we started getting into drinking stories in the oddest place that you've woken up. And of course, a couple of hours later, we left, and Jimmy had just finished his stories.
And I don't think
I don't think most of them I should talk about.
Well, there's a couple there that, yeah, that probably don't need to be mentioned on air. Do you have one, Grant?
I couldn't think of anywhere I've woken up because I've always been the guy that will find my way home.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like sleeping over at people's places on like a Friday night. I'd rather just, okay, I'm getting in a cab. I'm going home. I want to wake up in my bed. Like,
I function quite well, even in like brownout, blackout stage. I've always been able to maintain enough composure to get home.
I'm like a homing pigeon.
Yeah.
I'll just like find my way there.
Yeah. I do remember one time. But I didn't spend a lot. Well, actually, I got two stories. So once when I was in Winnipeg, it was my going away party, actually, when I got the job in Edmonton. And a bunch of people took me out and got me just blitzed. And they dropped me off at my house. And I woke up. I didn't make it into the house. I woke up on the side of the house by the hose. And it was running.
Mm-hmm.
I must have thought that I needed a drink of water before I went in.
Okay.
So I went to have a drink out of the hose. And I woke up and I was soaked because I just passed out on the ground. And then just the hose kept running. So I remember making my way back into the house and taking all my clothes off on the front step at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's a good one.
There was another time I woke up in the ditch. And I was working in Prince George, and we did these hot tub parties, and we had the keg involved. So the keg had like a truck that they had a barbecue in, and we did these summer parties where people won them on the radio station. I was working at a station called the Max FM 94 back in the day. I was only there for a couple years. But in the summers, we did these things, and so you would go and you get a chance to host them as one of the announcers, and it was free booze and food, and we go and we just get just blotto.
Yeah.
And the guy responsible for driving the truck home drove me to my apartment building, but just sort of did one of these, get out, and just kind of like, I must have been passing out in the car.
He kicked you out?
Yeah, and I woke up in the ditch. My phone was ringing, and I had it in my pocket, and I woke up, and I was like literally in the ditch on the side of the road. I'm like, what a dick. They just left me there.
Yeah, that's actually criminal, isn't it?
So we're doing oddest places you've woken up. I guess I did have a couple of stories.
The Locker Room Topic of the Day.
Again, 780-989-0957. We're doing the oddest place you've woken up this morning.
Inappropriate Ian said, not that strange, but I did pass out at my buddy's farm outside of my truck. So like leaning up against his truck, sitting there, and he was awoken by a dog cleaning the puke off of his face.
Oh, always next door. Is Inappropriate Ian also living on his buddy's back 40 in a van?
Maybe.
The Locker Room Topic of the Day.
Oddest place you've woken up.
The wrong floor of an apartment that I lived in.
Did you get into one of the apartments?
No. I did was we used to drink at this bar when we were like 16, 17. And then on my actual 19th birthday, the owner found out the real truth. And he took it well and ended up serving me a mini pitcher of what he called Black Russian.
Okay.
And I got absolutely blackout drunk where I had to give the cab driver my driver's license to tell him my address, but it was an apartment building. I couldn't say it. Like, I couldn't talk. So I got through the front door, got in the elevator, and our floors had different colors, which was the weird part. It should have tipped me off because the doors were green on the floor that I ended up on when my door was orange. I couldn't get the key in the door and fell asleep outside my neighbor's apartment, and they woke me up in the morning in the hallway. Ryan, you're on the wrong floor.
I didn't fall asleep, but one time in Jasper, I did go to the wrong hotel. And I was at my room number, and I was like, I have a key, and this is a card. Those idiots switched the locks while I was gone, and I was looking in the window. This is on an Oilers Nation trip. I was looking in the window going, I could see my stuff in there. I went to the front desk, and I was raging. I said, you guys gave me a key, and it's a card. And they went, that hotel is next door.
You're in the Ponderosa, you idiot.
I did the same thing in Mexico. We were on a resort that had three separate buildings, but but they were all identical, but they were like a mirror image of themselves. So I was very confused in the lobby, drunk, and they put me in a cab and drove me across the resort because I was too drunk to walk. And they helped me get into my real resort.
This is exactly like yesterday. We started the ball rolling, and then Jimmy just kept telling stories. Yeah. And I'm like, at some point, we're going to have to leave here, everybody.
I learned something really funny about Locke when he gets blackout drunk last week, by the way. You would think Lachlan would get louder and more talkative and obnoxious.
He gets quieter.
Down.
Yeah.
He actually goes in reverse.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
We've been on many drinking trips, or where you sleep in the, you've slept in a bus.
This is like our Tabor call yesterday. Yeah. Jesus. Yeah.
Seems to run into town water.
Jimmy's a professional broadcaster, if you haven't figured that out.
When we
stop. No,
it's all over, good. Jimmy.
A limo, a school bus.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Linz.
See you guys.
Hey. We've been on many drinking trips, or where you sleep in the... you've slept in a...
The Locker Room Topic of the Day.
780-989-0957. Oddest place you've woken up.
Jesse was dating a girl, and he woke up on her parents' lawn, front lawn.
Oh, yeah. That's always a mistake, right?
Yeah.
Because that's...
Well, the lawn, the grass just seems so comfortable at the time.
Well...
You're like, it's a nice soft lawn.
The thing is they probably already have a sniffer on you, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they probably are already a little bit concerned. And then you just show your true colors.
You wake up on their lawn on a Sunday morning.
Is that Sarah's new boyfriend, honey?
Dad goes out to get the paper and...
Yeah.
The Locker Room Topic of the Day.
Oddest place you've woken up.
I've woken up twice in a bathtub. I went through a phase of sleepwalking. Twice in a bathtub. Once I woke up out front of my house sleeping against the tree, the paper boy woke me up. Then I first met my wife, and she was still my fiance. She came up to Fort McMurray to spend the weekend while I was working up there. And I got up in the night, I guess, and walked into the corner of the hotel room. And proceed to whip it out and piss.
I've had that happen with a couple of friends where they get up and they start peeing and you're
some
like,
some people are peers.
Yeah, like what are you doing?
I knew one guy who would just like pee in people's fridges when he was drinking. Like,
well, then she ended up leaving and I went back to room with my coworker and we went out again and got. And then that night, I guess I got up in the night and cleared the lamp off the nightstand between the two beds, opened the drawer, sat down, and proceeded to. When I woke up in the morning, he was, oh my God, I think you pissed in the nightstand. No way. So I open up the drawer. Sure enough, there's the Bible floating in a bunch of.
If there was any doubt, we all know now where you're going.
Well, yeah, exactly. And it was a phase of that happened quite a bit for a while. Enough where I went to the doctor saying, my God, man, I'm sleepwalking everywhere I go. I'm afraid I'm going to lock myself out of my hotel room.
What did they do? Did they?
Nothing. He just asked, was I stressed? And I said, well, I got engaged. So he goes, well, maybe that did it.
That'll do it. Yeah. All right. What's your name?
Mike.
The City of Edmonton is committed to ensuring the success of the second best summer ever for its residents.
That's why this year, we're taking a more eco-friendly approach to our seasonal task of controlling the burgeoning mosquito population. Our unique and innovative approach will empower our citizens to do all the work for us.
Studies conducted by consultants that you overpaid for have found that the less we actually do and the more of this burden we shift upon you, the more positive impact it has on the environment. The City of Edmonton is committed to doing the absolute bare minimum to ensure maximum benefits to the environment are achieved.
If our incredible lack of efforts laid out in this fantastic plan don't succeed, it will be because of you.
We're certain you'll do your civic duty by constantly monitoring and ridding your properties of standing water daily. Your commitment to emptying pools and hot tubs whenever they aren't in active use, ceasing any sort of garden or lawn watering to ensure our city looks like a deserted wasteland, and by removing outdoor water bowls, you can adopt a more holistic approach to dehydrating your pets with intermittent water fasting.
Some helpful tips that are definitely not endorsed by our public health officials also include using topical mosquito repellents, Public Health is definitely not telling you that solutions containing DEET are the only effective products to mitigate hungry mosquitoes. Placing 100% of the risk of cancer, seizures in children, and birth defects on Edmontonians will ensure the success of this new program.
With the amount of precipitation over the last few months, we suggest you get an early start on implementing our comprehensive and progressive program. Remember, success from our lack of hard work relies completely on you, Edmonton.
Now get out there and drain those puddles. This has been a message from the City of Edmonton.
Not a real message.
You're in the Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
So this is happening down in the States, and I'm not completely 100% on how the whole political system works in the U.S., but I get a rough idea of what the point of it is.
Mm-hmm.
So Congress is holding the first open hearing on UFOs in a half century. So a House subcommittee, which I don't know what the hell that is set to hear testimony next week. And so federal lawmakers will sit in front of a group and there'll be like an open hearing on UFOs. The first one since 1970.
Mm-hmm. This comes after the intelligence reports on unexplained aerial phenomena, which is what they call UFOs now, that they gave to Congress last summer. So remember last summer they had that big thing?
And Trump squeezed this in.
It was.
We can thank Trump for this.
It was a part of, the COVID-19 relief bill that Trump signed before he got booted out.
I think Mark Rubio is the guy that's ultimately responsible, but it was a Republican Trump thing.
Yeah, so it was a COVID relief bill, and then they threw this thing in there about UFOs in Congress. And so after that, now they're going to do this where they're going to hear from the top two defense intelligence officials. The way that they kind of...
So Congress will be asking them questions.
Asking them questions about counterterrorism. So that's how they do this, is they look at it as, we're talking about this because just in case we need to be safe. We need to know how to respond. We need to know what information you have.
Now, the thing about this is it's going to be controlled. I don't think we should get our expectations up about this. It's not like Scully and Mulder are going to be in front of them grilling them, right?
They're not going to walk out some aliens like, oh, you got us. Here you go.
Yeah. We found this in the back room. It's an alien hand.
They're not going to open up the gates to Area 51.
And this is clearly a ray gun. But the interesting thing about it, it's the first time that on a government level they've gone, all right, this is something that we need to address.
Yeah.
It's controlled. It's a controlled environment. It's two people they handpicked to talk about this. And then it's the Congress asking questions. And it's the Congress that has to also be aware of the fact that the voting public is going to hear about this.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be careful about how they present facts and ask questions, right?
Yeah.
But it's still wildly interesting that we've reached a point with this that the government of the United States of America is willing to admit that it's something that they should be dealing with.
Well,
no?
That report, that report last summer... and to have like the U.S. military, the Department of Defense admit things like this, they said the vast majority of the 144 incidents we reviewed over the last two decades could not be explained. And we're not because of the U.S. military or the government. They were just something was flying.
Yeah.
And we cannot explain it.
Whereas in the past, what they've done was it was swamp fog or whatever.
It was a weather balloon.
No, they're actually saying, out of all of the incidences that we've reviewed, we were able to explain these. Okay, so we can take these off the table.
Yeah,
right. This was a piece of glass in the sun. Right.
Yeah.
But these 144, we have
no idea
that they're aliens. We're not saying they're UFOs, but what we are saying is we can't say they're not.
It could be UFOs. It could be China. Could be Russia. We don't know. We just have no idea.
Did we have a time on this, Jimmy? Because I had you look.
It is 10 a.m. Eastern, so that's 8 our time, isn't it? Eastern?
Yes. Yeah. So this session, this House Subcommittee will start, and it will be broadcast on a YouTube channel, the House Intelligence YouTube channel. So Jimmy literally spent like 30, 40 minutes yesterday online trying to figure out if this is going to be broadcast.
And it happens Tuesday.
It happens Tuesday, next Tuesday.
So the 17th, yeah.
Yeah. So we're definitely, that's during the show. So from about 8 o'clock
that on.
Next week, we're just going to be...
We should just cut the music and just play this over the airwaves.
Are people into this stuff, or is this just me?
I think people are into it. I think that's why there's so much talk about it now, is because people are interested in it, right?
Okay.
And if you go to that YouTube page, you can it actually scheduled into their YouTube page. You can actually have your YouTube set you a reminder to remind you to watch
it. Okay, so perfect. So again, that's the House Intelligence YouTube channel.
I can send the link if somebody needs it.
If you're curious about this, Jimmy Wolf, just text us 780-989-0957. He'll fire you the link. I'm curious about it, right? I've always been curious about it, and it's just we're at a different stage with this than we've ever been. So I think that's what kind of makes it exciting.
Yeah,
I'm not going to get my hopes up too much because last year, around this time, I got my hopes up about that document that was supposed to come out.
Yeah,
because in that thing you talked about, the Trump thing just before he took off, and it was snuck into that bill. Like they had to tell everybody what they knew. They didn't really say anything.
Yeah.
It was redacted to death. And
yeah.
Anyway, that's next Tuesday, everybody. We might learn more. I think they should bring Mulder
out of
retirement.
Yeah.
Put him in front of that subcommittee.
The Locker Room presents The Grant Report for JT's Bar and Grill, where good people come to enjoy the best food and drinks with other good people. Now, Grant Johnson.
It's the end of an era. For a big part of my youth, Apple has announced that after more than 20 years, they are discontinuing the iPod. The iPod was a real game changer, one of Steve Jobs' better ideas. Before that, you know, you had your generic Sony MP3 players that held like 30 songs. Rumor has it, if you ride the bus to Tabor, you might see a couple of those still. There was the Discman, which was a bit of a game changer. And before that, the Walkman. Those things were all cool, but, you know, the iPod was the real big innovation here. It was the real winner. And then for a while, it actually became a status symbol. Like, if you had the iPod Touch for a while there, you were clearly the cool kid in school, and your parents would let you drink coolers in the garage with your friends under their supervision. Now that the iPod has been discontinued, it can finally be cool with the tech hipsters, too. You know the people that won't use iPhones right now? I only use Android. The same people that back in the day wouldn't actually use an iPod because they already had a Zune and it was way better. You don't even know. They'll start using the iPod now because they're going to be hard to find. Apple discontinuing the iPod. BlackBerry. This is your opportunity for a comeback. There's an opening. I know BlackBerry hasn't figured out yet how to play music, but now is the time to learn. The Grant Report is brought to you by our Locker Room merchandise.
Yes.
Are you not sick, just hungover, and you want to let the world know by putting that on a t-shirt? Well, click the link on any of our social media.
3, 2.
The Locker Room's Midget at the Movies.
I shall call him Mini.
It's like Minute at the Movies, but shorter.
I have an idea. Why don't we go with an alien-themed movie this weekend, just based on the conversation we were having about the Congress meetings next week.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So what we're looking for is your text, 780-989-0957, and we'll lock something in here in the next 5-10 minutes. Alien movies. Now, you actually don't mind this genre, right?
I'm okay with it. Like, the original Alien movies.
You've seen the Aliens, right?
It's been a long time. Those are
great movies.
And we made you watch Arrival. Right?
That was a good... No.
I thought we made you watch Arrival.
Well, that's a... in the clubhouse, a leader already, a rival.
We got Mars Attacks just texting. Signs.
Okay, we'll go through a list of movies that come in. Alien-themed movies for Jimmy to watch this weekend for Midget at the Movies, and then we'll firm something up here. Again, 780-989-0957. Signs came in a bunch, eh?
Yeah, Signs, M. Night Shyamalan, Mel Gibson. That one came in a bunch. You know what else came in? District 9. Have you seen that one, Jimmy?
I don't think so.
That's a great alien movie.
The only reason...
It's the one where the aliens are refugees on Earth.
Yes. The only reason I picked that one is... well, I don't know. I haven't seen Signs. Maybe I'll watch the Midget of the Movies movie this weekend
Signs
with you.
Signs is pretty good.
Yeah, it's on Disney.
Okay, let's pick that one. Because that one... I think that one came in first, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yes. And it came in the most, I think.
All right, okay. That's our Midget of the Movies.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
This is interesting. So virtual reality may be an effective strategy for controlling anger and aggressive individuals. So, I wonder if this would work with me.
They put them into virtual environments designed to provoke your anger, and then they basically taught them how to control it through virtual reality.
I've had anger issues through my life. I'm better now.
Mm-hmm.
I've kind of calmed down a bit, but I used to freak out way more than I do now.
Oh, I have anger issues.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. And short fuse, and that's not a short joke.
So did they say why? This worked?
It was basically just a training method. So it was like anger management,
to
anger management, but this way they could just do it from like their home. Okay. It was low cost, effective for everyone. When I saw this, I thought it was going to be like a rage room. Like you go on VR and then just beat people up, but no, it's actually like teaching you how to deal with your anger.
Oh, I want to see one of those rage rooms.
I could kind of see that, but I was thinking kind of the same thing that you said, like rage room. Because if you've ever done any of those virtual reality games, like you can hit things in these games and stuff like that.
I've never actually done it.
I've never done it either.
Yeah.
Because they can get that, you know, the VR headset for... Yeah.
A friend of mine has Oculus. He loves it.
What's Oculus? Is this just a game thing?
That's the like main brand of VR. It's the biggest like gaming brand, I guess.
Because for the PlayStation, you can get it when you do that. And I've played games like that with my brother.
You don't get dizzy?
No, not really. Like the one that I was playing, the one I was playing is kind of... No,
you clear the room out because they run into things.
You swing at things. It's kind of like it's almost like a lightsaber game where you're trying to cut, like these things are flying at you and you have to try and hit them.
Yeah.
I've got a video on my Facebook from a couple years ago of my brother standing behind me making fun of me as I'm
playing
doing
a Star Wars game. Yeah,
there's also a large section apparently of adult films in virtual reality, which
is
kind of some blurred lines there. Like, is that a little too far?
Possibly.
It's one thing to watch it, it's another thing you're actively participating in it in the VR.
Yeah. Yeah. Where you walk in the room.
Yeah.
Bong, bong, bong. Hello, pizza delivery boy.
It's the Locker Room's Bidet a Day in May. Courtesy of Always Plumbing and Heating.
Good morning, Cruz. What is your name?
It's Shauna.
Shauna, would you like to play Bidet a Day in May?
Oh, I'd love to.
Awesome. Okay. All right. Stop it. Okay, Shauna, you know how this works, right?
I do, too.
Okay, so we're going to play a sound effect of an actual toilet being flushed in Toronto. It's a Toronto-themed week. Are you ready to go?
I am.
Grant Johnson with your option, Shauna.
All right. Option A, Scotiabank Arena, a number 2. Option B, Toronto Pearson International Airport, number 2. And option C, Canada's Wonderland Amusement Park, a number 2.
Let's go to the airport.
Hey!
Hey!
You got it right there, Shauna.
We got another winner.
Thank you.
James P. wipe, what does she win?
A Living Basics hot and cold bidet, toilet bidet with self-cleaning, dual nozzle, non-electric mechanical bidet, toilet attachment, adjustable water pressure, and temperature.
All right. Courtesy of Always Plumbing and Heating.
There you go, Shauna. Congratulations. We're changing your bathroom routines here on the Locker Room.
You don't have to worry about Taco Tuesday anymore.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Talked about a word that I learned earlier in the show. We're not going to get into it, but as soon as I mentioned the word out loud, I Googled it, I started seeing it in one of my searches later in the day.
Mm.
I also, yesterday, had a very involved conversation about mayonnaise.
I guess that ties in with this.
That was unintended. So I started seeing not only that word that I did not know what it was.
Yeah.
I thought it was a version of fugazi.
It is not.
It is not. It's a very different thing. But I also started seeing ads for mayonnaise. So we're going to talk about mayonnaise next.
You're in the Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
You're not much of a mayonnaise guy, are you? Mayo guy?
On sandwiches occasionally.
Okay, like I don't think I've had a sandwich. I can't remember last time. I won't have a... If I make a sandwich, it's got mayonnaise on it. Like, I won't make a sandwich if we're out of and it's Hellman's. I shouldn't even say mayonnaise because...
It's always Hellman's?
It's always Hellman's. It's been Hellman's for years. That was a game changer for me when my wife brought home a bucket of that. Although we did have a little bit of a... It was a bit of a tiff. Nothing major, but she kept trying to buy me the 30% less fat Hellman's. Yeah. And I was like, what is this? Do I look like a guy that eats 30% less fat? No.
And she's really, you know, working the diet beer.
She's really trying to just insert little things into your life, right? To make some changes.
No, I've won that. She brings on the full fat Hellman's now.
We've been getting the Hellman's with olive oil in it.
See,
that's pretty nice.
Okay, now here's the thing. I've never stepped into the flavored mayo, and I think this is going to be a new thing for me.
Yeah.
I think I'm actually going to go get some today.
But it kind of tastes the same. It's just supposed to be healthier, I guess. I don't know.
The olive oil one?
Yeah, I don't know.
But okay. Have you tried the mayo chup?
Those are all gimmicks.
I actually like
those. We make those ourselves. Like, we will often make homemade French fries in the old air fryer and then, like, get the Hellman's out and mix it with the sriracha, right? Make a bit of an aioli thing.
Yeah, I do that with ranch dressing and the Mexican hot sauce, the one that you can get at Kmart.
Yeah, yeah.
Chalupa?
Make your own buffalo sauce.
Chalupa?
Chalua.
Chalua. Chalua.
At Kmart or Walmart?
Walmart. Did I say Kmart?
Yes.
Really?
Wow. You said Walmart.
No, you said K. I'm sure. Wow. Either that or else maybe I am drunk.
I haven't been in a Kmart in like 200 years.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yesterday, again, we were having a conversation. I was talking to friends about mayonnaise, and I can't believe how many people are on the same side of the mayonnaise conversation with me. Like, everyone's like, it's my favorite condiment. Like, it's way ahead of ketchup for me.
Mustard's still my favorite.
Still?
Yeah.
Okay. I like
so
the
many
odd flavored
mustards and beer mustards. And
anyway, I'm actually going to go try this one of these newer flavored Hellman's. And Hellman's is coming out with a new spicy one. It's a sriracha. Funny that you bring that up. And I just saw an ad for it yesterday. I don't know if it's in Canada because I never know. When you see this stuff online, sometimes we don't get it up here, and it's an American thing, right? But I'll keep an eye out for that. And if anybody sees that, make sure they mention that, because I like spicy stuff, and I'm willing to step into the spicy mayonnaise realm.
You're gonna try it out.
I will, but I'm
your
gonna
sandwich.
So you're telling me that the olive oil one doesn't taste that different?
I don't
than
know.
The regular
it tastes
one?
Pretty similar to me.
Okay, yeah. Should I try a different one? I was going to, because you told me you love the olive oil one, and that's why I was going to go try that one.
But it tastes pretty similar. I think it's just got a little bit, I don't know, there's something a little bit different about it, but yeah, it's not too different.
All right. Well, I am literally, I set myself a note. I'm off to Mark's to get pants, and I'm off to Safeway to get myself a bucket of flavored Hellmann's.
It's a big day.
It's a full day for old Locker.
You're in the Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
So again, I think most people saw the video. Mike Tyson, he's on a flight. There's a kid behind him. He's drunk. He won't leave him alone. And then finally, at one point, Tyson snaps. And there's a couple of different videos out. It was on TMZ first, right? Like they released. They release a lot of that stuff.
The guy also threw a bottle of water at his head.
Yeah.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, there was a water bottle thrown at one point.
Okay. Anyway, so Mike held on and held on and held on and didn't do anything for quite some time and then finally snapped and just pummeled the kid. Like, he must have hit him 15, 20 times.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
In the course of 30
it's
seconds.
It's hard to throw a punch on a plane. Not a lot of room, but Mike can do it.
He was effective and in his 50s and just tuned this kid. And I thought, oh, no. He is going to get in so much trouble for that. Like, they're just going to throw the book at him. Because the kid got off the plane. It was a flight from Los Angeles to San Francisco, if I remember correctly. Got off the plane, went right to the police station and filed a report.
Yeah. But he actually requested that they don't charge Mike Tyson after that.
Oh, did he? So he sober up?
He had a little change of heart, I think. Because, yeah, it says... they announced
there's no charges. I know that.
The victim had provided few details about the altercation and refused to cooperate. There's going to be no charges because both the victim and Mike Tyson asked for no charges.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I saw that story. I thought I would pass on that it came to some sort of conclusion that I think everybody's happy with.
The guy that he punched had a pretty long criminal history.
Yeah.
So maybe he decided, maybe I don't want to get involved in a court case
with Mike Tyson.
Where there, Mike Tyson can hire people to dig out dirt on me. Right?
He probably thought he could make a little bit of money.
Get a payout from Mike.
Yeah. I don't think that happened either.
No,
because
that didn't happen.
A lot of times if something like this gets in the news, the story will end with, and there was an undisclosed settlement.
Settled out of court.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
but
no.
There's none of that in this. There's something, listen, Mike has a rather checkered past.
Mm-hmm.
And he did some awful things. But he's likable, right?
Yeah, he's now likable. He's kind of revamped his life. And
you kind of cheer for him.
Yeah.
Even when he's standing above a kid feeding him.
Well, because everyone also knows the drunk guy on the plane that's really loud and annoying.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see them get punched by Mike Tyson.
You're in the Locker Room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
This is a flight going to Turkey, right?
Yeah. So it was a flight going to Turkey
it's a bizarre story.
From Israel.
Okay.
So the flight is starting to take off, leaving the airport. People don't have their phones on airplane mode, I guess. Get all these pictures sent to them. And they ding, ding, look at their phones, and it's pictures of a plane crash sent to them while they're in a plane about to take off.
But it got sent to everybody on the plane.
And so in the update, I guess
that's crazy.
They arrested 9 people on the plane who are suspected of sending the photos. So what they were using was like Apple AirDrop, I guess. You know how you can you can look at your phone and see like, okay, who's got their AirDrop on, and then you can AirDrop photos to everyone.
Well, they stopped the plane.
They stopped the plane, took
everybody off.
Because understandably, these people that just got pictures of a plane crash sent to their phone.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. They're saying like these 9 they arrest are all about 18 years old. They're all going to be charged with basically uttering threats. They're like, this is like uttering a threat.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I'd be a bit of a nervous flyer. This plane around, please.
Like, I know how safe it is, and you can tell me it's safer than driving a car or riding public transit, but it's still, I've always had sort of a bit of a fear. There was a plane crash in my hometown when I was a kid.
What did you guys get from it? Because in Locke's hometown, if a truck crashes, they all run out there and grab what they can get.
Nothing grabbed.
Did you get peanuts?
These bottles of water.
It's awful.
We're horrible people.
Oh, I was wondering where you were going with that. Here's another stamp in your passport to hell. I lived in Castlegar when I was a kid for a couple years, and you had the planes had to bank in because it was a weird weather pattern, and the airport was tucked in by the mountain, and so plane rides in and out of there were just like the worst.
Yeah.
And they couldn't bring big planes in, so it was always like these like two-engine planes, and they were always quite a bit smaller. Like none of this like Max and 737s.
No, it was
always
little, like, tiny.
And the planes Cessnas made this noise. Right? And so when you were banking into the airport to land, it was terrifying. Mm-hmm. And my mom and dad broke up, and so my dad was living up north. So every Christmas, the one time a year we saw him, we'd have to fly up to Kitimat.
Yeah.
And then Kitimat is always really...
It's where George is.
Old George is in Kitimat. Yeah. But the weather there is awful. Like, it rains like 272 days of the year. So you always got weather in Kitimat. So I was terrified of flying when I was a kid. And mm-hmm. I threw up on every plane until I was about 30. because I've got a little bit of motion sickness. So I'm sitting there, and you're on your phone, and all of a sudden, bloop, what's that? Did you get that?
I can't and even... Hammer was saying it was the same airline that they were flying. So the plane crash was the same airline.
Yeah, I'm out. Like, stop the plane! Either that or drinks better be free.
I would be terrified if I got that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they stopped the plane.
They took it back because everyone was like, turn this around, please.
Right now.
Yeah.
I want off now.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
Hello, Stacey speaking.
Hey there, Stacey.
How's it going?
Good. From Arden Roof Systems, we're phoning about the charity golf tournament. Is it starting to fill up?
We're about half full of golfers right now, and we're going to run out of room for golfers probably pretty quick, because once the sponsors start pulling the trigger and signing on, a lot of those sponsorships come with golf packages. So I would say the tournament's half full, and we pretty much have enough sponsors if they all pull the trigger and sign up. We're still looking for committed sponsors, but there's so many other ways that you can help out with the tournament for door prizes, silent auction prizes, items like that all come in so handy. So any little bit helps.
So just go to Google, type in Arden Roof Systems and the webpage. It's right on the front page of the webpage as well. Any information, how to get involved or actually to golf if you're interested for the tournament coming
up.
July 8th at the Ranch. Proceeds going to a very good cause, Stacey.
Child Life Program at Stollery.
We have a chance to golf with the locker room coming up. We'll have more details on that. Stacey?
Yes.
Thank you for your time today, my friend.
Wasn't sure if you were doing your own soundbite, if I was getting engaged in that one, so you caught me sleeping.
By the way, I'll give you a heads up on this too. You're getting involved in the locker room lawn darts tournament, and
yes, I am.
I'm going shopping this weekend at Costco.
Go get what you need. You send me the bill. I'll pick up the tab on that.
And, awesome.
And we'll see what we can fill it up with.
Yeah, we're closing in on a company that's going to fill this little beer fridge as well. So I wanted to thank you for that. Thank you, Stacey. Don't work too hard today, brother.
Try not to. Thanks, guys.
Again, that is the Arden Roof Systems Charity Golf Tournament, July 8th at the Ranch, and proceeds going to a very, very good cause, to the Stollery Child Life Program. If you want to help out by being a sponsor, or if you just want to golf, go to ardenroofsystems.com for more information.
You've been listening to the Locker Room Podcast, on time and under budget. Sounds like it too.
Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating.
Catch the show live weekday mornings on 95.7 Cruise FM.